So that was a little taste of more music off the brand new Swear Jar EP entitled Swear Jar 2, available on Early Onset Records and now on all your digital streaming platforms as of midnight tonight. Woo. You can go and get it. Those songs were We Fail and before that Till the Ceiling Breaks. And I want you to think in your little dome, reflect on it. What did you get out of that song? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you?
Mm-hmm. Did it make you feel depressed?
Does it? If it didn't, don't worry, the song We Fail might.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that song. That song's very pinpointed in its subject matter for sure.
Very good.
Just a, like, I don't know. It's just like a very honest look at how shitty our fucking planet is. And we're on the train. I said this to my wife the other day, and I don't know if she thought it was funny or not. But I was like, we're on a train that's on fire. And it's going like a zillion miles an hour, and the conductor is either getting like is getting fellatio, whoever that conductor is.
Just checked out.
Yeah,
like doesn't matter. Just checked out. Yeah,
yeah.
It's funny because I mean I'm a songwriter myself, and I write infamously slow, but I usually try to have some form of optimism in my songs,
right?
I mean, like, we can deal with dark stuff, but usually all my songs swing around to having some kind of optimistic view, or at least they used to.
It's got to come back to that, right?
Usually, because I generally try to believe, because I think that there's usually kind of two kinds of humans, right? There's the people that believe that man is meant to be a communal animal and we're better when we work together as a whole. Mm-hmm. And there's ones that believe that man is an animal and when put together, we will always divide and fight amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because what's mine is mine and forget what you need. So I usually fall into the latter camp where I believe fundamentally that human beings are better when we work together despite our differences. Mm-hmm. We're stronger for it. And I think that's why we have communities. That's why we have society. That's why we have things for better or worse. So most of my songs would eventually come back to that tilt, even if I'm pointing out all the fucking horrible atrocities of what we're doing with ourselves. It usually ends on an optimistic tone. The past three songs I've written, I'm having a real hard time finding that optimistic tinge in there.
It's hard to write. That's the thing. It's like when I wrote writing the song, I actually at the end I was like, "Is this too depressing? Like, is this like, like, should I switch this?" Or and I honestly, I brought the song to jam and I was like, "I don't know if this is going to be a one." And then you know, it's the one that like most of the guys like the best. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, as long I find that depressing or not, as long as what you're writing or singing or putting out there is truthful and honest. Honesty has carries a lot of weight and value, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I find. Because I do the same thing with my acoustic songs. Like I started a whole acoustic side thing because I had all these songs that were cool songs, but I couldn't bring them to, at my time, my ska punk band. I'm like, these just don't, one, they're not ska punk, and they just don't have that same energy and feel like, hey, like this song about, you know, racial oppression or sexism or homophobia isn't necessarily, indigenous genocide, things like that, isn't necessarily the party vibe of this big skanking crowd we're trying to get. So I started doing these acoustic shows, and I'm like, hey, you know, I started having to make jokes about it, be like, yeah, I hope you guys are ready for a depressing song, you know, self-deprecating stuff to run it. But after the set, people would come up to me and be like, man, you're like, I really like what you're having to say. I'm like, well, sorry, I didn't mean to like bum you out, but like, that's the thing. Like, as long as what you're saying is honest, and what you're putting out for is just speaking of truth to itself, I think people receive that whether or not you think it's a big bummer or not. Right?
Well,
there's something to it.
You're touching on something true, really, really a very good point, because I feel like when people are writing music now, it's like that word cringe comes out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, that's cringe or like whatever. It's like, you shouldn't even fucking, that word should just stay the fuck away. If you're just vibing, do your thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah. If you're worried about it, what everyone else is doing, you shouldn't be making shit.
Fair enough.
You know?
Very fair. Very fair.
Because it's like, you're not going to, I'm a music fan just like you are. And it's, I was saying this in an interview where for Rest Easy, it's like, I don't like everything that I hear. So I don't expect everyone to hear my bands to be like, oh, it's so good. I actually would be, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? You got to have push and pull. It's just, you can't, I don't know. I'm just like, it'd be, I'm a weirdo. Like, for, let me put it this way. So, you know Punk News, like the website? Like punknews.org?
Yeah, punknews.org, yeah.
So, like, Swear Jar's had a couple, like, release, like, premieres on...
Did you guys just get a review for... Was Unfinished Business? Was that all on Punk News?
They premiered our video, right? So, we've done a premiere video with them for one of our old ones back in the day. I can't remember which... it was for a song we have called Jarbreaker. Anyway, so... They, I don't know if you noticed this, but in Punk News, the comments are the best. Like, people comment.
I can't think of, I've never actually read through the comics in Punk News.
Like, just, this fucking sucks. Like, it's never good.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the problem with comments in the internet, because, like, people, always people with the shittiest opinions are the ones that have the loudest voice online.
I love it. I love it. It's so true. You're 100% right. But it's so funny, because every time they say something, it's there's nothing to it. It's always just some, like, fucking... You know, who knew it? But anyways, I lost what my point was. Shit. Where was I talking about?
Oh, comment sections?
So in Punk News, so the Jawbreaker video or whatever just got like, these guys suck. Like, bands always using band names to like use their songs to prop songs. Like, what losers? Anyways, I was really upset because the Unfinished Business video has no... bad comments, nothing.
And like, everyone's over here like, no, where's the hate?
No,
I need the hate.
No, all comments are good, bad or good. It's all good. I get a kick out of. I remember one. If I had been just going totally off, Rest Easy got a really bad review off our new album off of some podcast.
Yeah,
and the guy literally says, "Oh yeah, if you're gonna go out and like." And try to be better than Lifetime. Like, you better be better than Lifetime. And it's like, who said anyone's trying to be better than Lifetime? Or can be better than Lifetime? And I was just like, you're supposed to be some
that
music.
Guy's opinion, apparently.
You're supposed to be some, like, music podcast guy. And you're, like, it's just so idiotic, you know?
That's why the internet's the cesspool and social media is the worst.
Well, it's just like anyone and like can have a microphone and a computer in their mom's basement and just, you know what I mean, go to town.
Yeah, man. That's the world we've created. Yeah. Everyone's got an opinion and everyone's voice is the most important.
I love it. And I'm here for it. Bring on the hate, you know?
It's a thing. We got about 20 minutes or so left in the show. I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't take this minute to run down what's going on in our scene this weekend. So let's try to run down a couple things. Happening Friday, that is March 31st. That is tomorrow. I can't believe that March is almost over. That's
crazy.
Wild. At the Astoria Hotel, you can see Danes, Stutter, that's no vowels, AK-747s. It's going to be a good time. Check that out. You could go to the Wise Hall. You can see Death Chant, Kadabra, Mommy Fortuna. I haven't heard Mommy Fortuna in a long time. And Sleep Circle. If you're going into my neck of the woods, that's out at the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge, you can see Lou Danger and the Thrills. They're doing their final farewell tour shows, maybe until they reform as a new band. Just probably changing the name and switching a member. Media Slaves, the Tarlex, and Dusty Pines. If you haven't heard of the Tarlex, they're the premier Vancouver band that only sings songs about WKRP in Cincinnati.
You're kidding me.
I'm 100% serious, wow. And they're pretty fun.
That's awesome.
A bunch of old guys. It's super weird, and I'm kind of here for it. They wear all plaid. It's great.
Fuck yeah.
And then finally, happening at Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery, Vancouver's finest all-ages rock and roll restaurant, you can see the Houseplants with special guests Craig Flower and Mason Burns. And then on Saturday, April 1st, you can see The Dog Indiana. Great band name.
Oh, yeah. That's they're another early onset band now, right?
Are they?
I think they are.
No doubt.
Unless I'm mixing them up.
I just love the name.
It's cool. If they're from Victoria, then they're the band I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah, that's them.
Burnt Ends album release.
Yep.
It's happening at Layway. That's 549½. Fitzgard Street in Victoria, BC.
So that's more early onset records family right there.
There you go.
And do you mind if I just...
Yeah, please. You had a couple of shows that were not on the Vancouver Punk calendar, so
yeah,
please
so
let me know.
These are probably not on because it's the hardcore side of things, but
that's fine. Hey, hardcore kids, tell Lance at Vancouver Punk Calendar and he'll help promote your shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then, so anyways, we got one show on tomorrow, which is March 31st at the Russian Hall. We've got Prowl, we've got Your Problem, Shallow End from Victoria, Insecure from Seattle, Cleaver, I'm not sure where they're from, but I don't think they're from Vancouver. That's going to be a really sick show. And then also back-to-back Hargo shows Saturday in Chilliwack. It's Res Rock Volume 2, Punitive Damage, Your Problem Again, Spur, Cleaver Again, Second Nature, which is a brand new, awesome Vancouver hardcore band, and Amnesia. Fuck, that's going to be a good one. I'm having a hard time deciding which one of those two or both shows which I'm going to go to. But yeah, that one is April 1st. That is Saturday, and that is on Northwest Hardcore, hosted by the Squaw First Nation.
Very cool. Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the help, Dylan. I appreciate that,
man. Of course.
Yeah, and of course, if you guys know shows that are going on, you know, tag Vancouver Punk now, tag Vancouver Punk calendar. We like to know what's happening in our scene. We got about 15 minutes left. You, of course, are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been hanging out here with Dylan from Swear Jar. They got their brand new EP, Swear Jar 2, available on Early Onset Records, and very soon, all your digital streaming, whatever,
everywhere.
Pay a fraction of a cent,
yes.
For 0.001. A click thing. Yeah. We've been listening to a whole bunch of that album. I think we got one track left.
Let's do the 30-second intro, and then we'll go into the last one.
All right. I can do that. Let me pull that up. I got it. What's this song called?
This is the intro for the album. It's called Last Year.
All right. Let's go. Red Radio. That is, in no specific and all kind of random order, the entire new Rest... Not Rest
yeah,
EP.
Sorry.
I was looking at the wrong page.
The new Swear Jar
EP, Swear Jar 2. So if you just take it and cut it, you can mix it and just take this show, grab the podcast when it's up later, and just cut out every piece and make the album however you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interpret it any way you want.
Yeah, don't listen to Dylan and the way that he laid out the songs. Because what the fuck does Dylan know? He just wrote the songs.
Exactly.
He can't tell you what they mean.
No.
He can't tell you which way these songs go. Make your own set. And make your own album.
I can't control all these songs make you feel, so let them make you feel however they want to make you feel.
Take it, download it, cut it together, put a new cover on it, upload it to Bandcamp, call it a new band. It's all yours. Who's to stop you?
And then also, while you're at it, just, you know, make a set list for us and send it to me.
Yeah. And then, no, you guys still have to put the show.
Yeah,
still.
We have to. Yeah, I guess we're right.
That's good. we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Dylan, is there anything else that you want to touch on that we haven't covered yet?
I just want to say thank you, Johnny, for having me. This is great.
Anytime.
In words, I just want to say to everyone that, like, before the album comes out, I speak a lot better than I do writing stuff down sometimes. So I want to say thank you so much to Tim Crevison. You're not listening to this. Myro in UK for mixing and mastering. You're not listening to this either. Early Onset Records, you guys are probably listening to this. So thank you
Matt,
so much.
Matt probably at least popped in once or twice.
Like I said, off the top, it's like so much cooler to be like working with friends that you like trust and you don't have to like worry about like something that you love so much being in some stranger's hands. So it's just really like nice for them, like the whole team at Early Onset, to just be like, yep, yeah, we want this and whatever you guys need, like we're here for it. And it's just like amazing. I also want to thank Soft Surrogate for doing the artwork. He's done all of our artwork for all three of our releases. He's done like a bunch of stuff for like Gob and Living with Lions.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, he's really cool. And super shout out to him because he did all this work for free, which is crazy.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. And then anyone else? I want to thank my wife for putting up with all my bullshit. And yeah, April 15th, we're going to be rocking at Green Auto. It's going to be wild. We haven't played a show in like 4 years. So please come out.
Yeah.
Ceilings from Winnipeg. All the bands are going to be awesome. Poor Sport from Victoria. They fucking rock. It's just, it's a no-brainer to come out on April 15th.
Yeah. Brand new albums for local bands and a bunch of touring bands. Support touring bands, man. It's hard out there and it's a good time. And you get to see bands that you can't see every weekend. That's a good fucking
time.
That's
what I wanted to do. Just bring some, like, spice it up a little bit. Not that Cloaker's never been here. Not that Poor Sport's never been here, but why don't we just like make it a? It's almost like a BC bash with Winnipeg.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. A little Winnipeg whipped cream on top.
Yes, they're the maraschino cherry. Yeah. Fucking love it. All right, we got a couple minutes left. I did pull up your other band, Rest Easy, because I feel like we should maybe give that a thing.
Yeah.
You guys have an album that came out called Hope You're Okay. It came out in October of last year, so that's still pretty fucking fresh. It's under a year
really
old.
New. It's funny how it's only like 4 months, like 5 months old, and it feels like it was like forever ago.
That's the thing with this world, man. That's why I believe in this world of stream. I've had this conversation with people a lot that I think that the single is back on the rise as opposed to the full album, man.
I think you're right.
Because, you know, you get together, you know, you take however long it takes to record, write, and then record fucking 12 songs. You put it out there. Maybe if you're lucky, you get a little bit of media buzz and it gets a little bit of a push. A week later, kids are like, that's cool. That's great. I digested it. What else do you got? And then they forget.
The single method is like the way, and I think
it's the way to go now.
I think,
man,
Turnstile proved it because like they did that like 5 song, like they like kind of can't remember exactly what it was, but they released like Four Glow On. Mystery was the first song, but then they released like 4 songs that went with that, and it was one big video.
Oh, very cool.
If you've never seen that Turnstile video, it'll probably turn you into a fan. It's pretty cool. And then, but funny enough, like one of our drummer, Andrew, his other band, Parting Ways, which we share members in Swear Jar, I swear that their singer, Cody, who also sings in this band, Real Friends, if he didn't make up that formula, he was one of the first people to do it. Because Parting Ways did that. They did like a 5-single thing. Yep. And they're not even a band anymore. They don't do anything. And they've had like millions of views, billions of plays on Spotify. And I think band-wise, between them all, they've made like $20,000.
No shit.
Yeah, just for a self-release.
Yeah, man. Singles are cool, man. It's the way to go. It's the way that music used to... when rock and roll started, it was all singles, really? Not albums.
Yeah,
and
right,
now we're back here again. That's how it goes. Anyways.
I do want to say one thing.
Oh, please.
I want to thank everyone, probably not listening, but everyone that like cares about Swear Jar. There's like... I know there's like a big handful of you that like bugs me all the time about stuff, and your patience is like very well. I really appreciate your patience because I know that people wanted these songs for a long time. So I'm here, you know, this is for you.
Well, there you go. Now you got it. So go, again, one more time, Green Auto, Saturday, April the 15th. Go pick up the new Swear Jar EP. Is it only coming out digital, or is it going to be any
digital,
physical?
Just digital, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's fine, man. CDs are fucking paperweights anyways.
CDs weren't going to be a thing.
Take stuff out of the landfills.
Exactly.
There you go. Here, let's listen to Dylan's other band. This is Rest Easy. You can get it up on Bandcamp. The album's called Hope You're Okay. This track's called Get Busy Dying. And kitties, that's it for another week. I want to thank you all for tuning in and hanging out with us here. Of course, if you like what you hear, you can find us each and every Thursday here on CJSF 90.1 FM. You can find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radradio. That's where all of our content goes until I find a place that isn't a hellscape that I can put it up and save things. Dylan, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me, man.
Thank you for having me, Johnny.
Anytime, brother. Whenever you got stuff to plug with any whatever band or whatever thing you are creating, come on up.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Love to have you. Is there any other thing you want to plug? Where can people keep up with the band? You said you had a podcast, if you want to plug that, like, just let people know where they can find you and keep things up.
Check out Swear Jar, check out Rest Easy. Like you said, Rest Easy's got an album that came out, Hope You're Okay. Check that out. We've got a bunch of videos for that, an animated video for On the Outside, which I'm very proud of. Check that out. Also, if you are interested in more of my dumb shit, check out my stupid YouTube channel, Bad Boy Snack Show, where I eat stupid snacks.
Very good. All right. Very cool. Yeah, that's pretty much it for this week. We'll see y'all there. And remember, go out to Green Auto Saturday, April the 15th for the Swear Jar album release of Swear Jar 2.
Let's go.
That's it. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
One is gone.